like sands through the hourglass. These are the bands of your life.
Brought to us, as it is every week, by Globe Life, who's your beneficiary. They've got a site for P1 specifically. Go to globelifep1.com. And this week, our super special guest star on Bands of Your Life, answering our musical questionnaire, is the Texas country music recording artist and superstar and George's personal music hero, the great Randy Rogers. Good morning, Randy.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Appreciate you doing this.
No doubt.
So I talked to you yesterday, and you didn't really have an answer, but I think it's interesting to share this with everyone listening this morning. I know it's been tough on artists who have been away from touring. You've been out a little bit doing acoustical shows and some full band here and there. Do you feel like you're getting closer to getting out and touring again?
Well, George, it feels like it's day to day. You know, like one day the booking agent is confident that things are going to pick back up, and then the next day you talk to them and, you know, certain things they thought were going to come in don't. And I know, for instance, Larry Joe Taylor canceled the festival yesterday, I believe. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just it's like hit or miss. I mean, certain festivals are saying they're going to play, but are we really going to be able to go to Chicago and play this summer? I don't know. I don't think so. Honestly, don't think so.
Mm. That's tough. You guys are great live, as I've said many times on this show. You put on such a great show, and that's how you have your connections with your fans, let alone your routine. I'm sure, as we've talked to some other artists about this, it's been a tough year for you and your guys, hasn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's been there's a silver lining to it. I mean, just the time with the family and time to reflect on what's been a 20-year long, you know, career. Time to write songs, time to rest. I mean, there's been good. You know, it's not all bad. Obviously, money's not everything. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to make up this time, you know, once everything opens back up. So I'm just fine. Our family's just fine. It's just it's hard because, you know, you're told you can't do your job and when you want to do your job.
Yeah. Imagine that stuff. Well, I can't wait to hear your answers today. As I've said many times, I think you're an incredible songwriter, and it'd be interesting for me to hear what influenced you through the years as a songwriter.
Well, let's do it.
All right, let's go.
Let's do it. We start off with band that you hate.
That's a tough question. Not fair. my answer is Coldplay.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I've had that one before.
They've been getting hammered.
Yeah. A lot of people answer Coldplay to that one.
I really think it's
slow.
Chris's dance moves.
You know, are they one of those bands that when they first came out, everybody loved them, and then because everybody loved them, everybody started hating them?
Right. Yes. It became very fashionable to say that you hated Coldplay at one point, but I think Randy actually genuinely hates them.
You don't think Chris Martin sells his dance moves, or what?
It does. I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm the George Strait vein of just stand there and sing.
I thought you guys were going to start incorporating some choreography and stuff.
Dancers.
Not this guy.
I guess the one thing that got on my nerves about them, they were constantly called, oh, here's the next U2. And that's not their fault. You know, they're just putting out their music and they got compared to U2. But, yeah, I don't know if they've answered Yellow. That was such a great song.
Overrated song.
Oh, no, you don't think so.
Is it kind of like when the Bird Dogs were called the next Randy Rogers band and you guys could never live up to that?
No, we just called ourselves that. We hoped to be a Randy Rogers cover band.
That's what I'm going to name my band, the next Randy Rogers band.
It may work out for you.
All right, Randy. Band you think is overrated?
Once again, very difficult question. Trying to avoid anyone in my genre.
Very good.
So I went with TLC.
It's kind of your genre, isn't it?
mean, can anyone name another song by TLC besides this one?
No, I really can't. I'm ashamed to say. I probably should be able to, but
a lot of people
I can't.
Can. Just not us.
Have you always had the opinion they were overrated?
Always had the opinion. Was not ever my thing. My cup of tea.
Well, this song does get referenced a lot. Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of movies and whatnot.
It does. Yeah, I mean, it's everywhere, and I'm like, why?
All right, Randy Rogers with us on Bands of Your Life this week. All right, this will be a good one. Band you think is underappreciated?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are not going to agree with me that they're underappreciated, but I said the Eagles.
Okay.
I'm with you.
I'm with you, too.
I think they've influenced every bit of the country music that's been made over the last couple decades.
Were you a big Eagles fan growing up?
Big Eagles fan growing up. I don't know one artist personally that was not influenced by the Eagles in some way, shape, or form.
Have you guys ever played a festival or opened for them?
We did. We opened for them and John Fogerty and Stagecoach out there in California.
Nice.
So you got to meet all the guys?
Oh, hell no. I tried, though.
I'm surprised. Have you ever run into Don Henley anywhere in your career?
We haven't. I mean, I've been around him. I've just never went up and talked to him.
Mm-hmm. But you ought to go up and talk to him. He's a big Ticket fan. So you guys have that in common, you know, that you can talk, that you've both been on the Ticket.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to bring up George and, you know, and get in the door there.
Yeah, I don't know. Mention Reiner maybe more than me. I think a big question mark would go over his head if you mentioned my name. But I love those guys, too.
Yeah. Isn't Desperado basically a country music album?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's more country than country is today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God, I love Don Henley's voice.
Yeah, I know. What a voice. Love this
Every
song.
Every time I hear it, I fall in love with it again.
I know.
Well, you know, a lot of people hate the Eagles, too. Like, they have a problem with the Eagles.
I know it.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. I think it was in a movie one time, and all of a sudden it became, like, popular to say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're supposed to hate the Eagles and Merlot, according to movies.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
All right, Randy, band that you love.
Band that I love, Snoop Doggy Dogg.
All right.
We refer to him as kind of a cartoon character. Does he remind you of Bugs Bunny a little bit?
A little bit. I mean, his career is just unbelievable.
Way to go, George.
What do you mean, way to go? Yeah, I have noticed when I've been fortunate enough to hang around you guys, there is rap on the bus a lot, and a lot of times it's been Snoop.
Well, you didn't realize just how young Snoop Dogg is. Like, I think he's only like 3 or 4 years older than us.
Really?
God, it seems like he's been around forever.
I know.
I guess we've been around for forever now, too.
Have you ever opened for him?
No, but I went and hung out at a show on stage with him about a year ago.
Wow.
How'd that go? Did his crowd love you? Like, did you find there's a lot of cross-pollination?
contact high?
Yeah, Snoop is almost 50. He's 49.
Mm. Do you think he and Martha Stewart ever, you know,
yes,
tried it out?
I just see if it would work. His management team and agency is—they're just genius. They've got him marketed across 30 different platforms all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now he's the host of that. What's that TV show? The Big Thing or the something?
Go Big Show.
Go Big. That's
okay.
It. It's called.
I haven't seen that yet. I need to watch it.
Yeah, I watched one episode of it. The guy who walked across an alligator pit with Snoop Dogg hopping up on top of his chair.
I just think that's an artist that has taken, you know, every bit of the potential that he had, he's taken it just to the next level every single time.
Yeah.
All right, Randy Rogers with us, Bands of Your Life. Next up is band that made you fall in love with music.
You had to go with Pearl Jam here. Pearl Jam 10, that record. I play guitar along with it, listen to it every night going to sleep when I was a kid. And I wanted to be a rock and roll star.
See, I can see that because I think there's a real rock element to your band. I mean, you're a country band, but there's no doubt there's a real rock element to it, and that's I guess that's true with a lot of Texas artists. It's very rock to me.
Yeah, you know, I was always the kid that liked Pearl Jam instead of Nirvana, and everybody was just madly in love with Nirvana. It's like wasn't my thing, and Pearl Jam was.
I'm totally with you. I thought Pearl Jam was so much better than Nirvana.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it comes to the melodies and the songwriting and everything going on here, you know, our guitar player, Jeffrey, was heavily influenced by Pearl Jam as well. So
I can see that. Jeffrey's
awesome.
I mean,
that sound you're talking about, that's ingrained in us from the grunge rockers from Seattle.
Do you have a favorite Pearl Jam song? Is it this one, Jeremy, or is it a different one?
Well, I mean, just the whole 10 album, to me, just every song on that record sticks out, you know?
Randy, is Guilty Pleasure your musical guilty pleasure?
Guilty Pleasure, definitely T-Swift.
Oh, boy.
Totally with him on this one. She writes a great song.
Well, that's a great song. Happens to be the name of my cat.
You named your cat T. Swift?
I mean, I didn't. The little girls did, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
And the answer is, of course, her name is T. Swift.
Now, you must have met her at some point, right?
Yeah, we did when she was like 14 or 15, and she was singing the Tim McGraw song.
That was a great song.
We were at a country radio seminar in Nashville, and we had signed at Mercury, and she was signed at Big Machine, and we thought, poor girl, singing this song about Tim McGraw, she is never going to amount to anything.
But wasn't that amazing, though, some of the songs she wrote as a teenager?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Love Story is, like, one of the best written songs ever.
Yeah. I agree.
Let's see if we can get her for Bands of Your Life next week.
Okay.
I think that, you know, I think, too, she grew so much as an artist from that 15-year-old little girl to what she's become today, you know, re-recording all of her own music and standing up for artist rights and, you know, kind of fighting the system.
Yeah, I like that about her, too.
She stands out for the artist, you know. She uses her platform to, you know, make things easier for musicians to make money. I mean, it's quite nice.
But she doesn't commit to her moves when she dances. That's
that's one of Gordon's complaints about her.
She is
who else suffers from that, according to you? Taylor Swift and
Katy Perry.
And Katy Perry. Yeah.
Carrie Underwood, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's Carrie Underwood.
Just about every female artist, Gordon.
No, there are lots of female artists that commit to their moves when they're dancing. It's just... Dancing is one of those things where you can sense if someone's tentative in their micro movements.
Sure.
And she's one of them.
Like me, I'm a very tentative dancer.
Like Randy, when you dance on stage, you commit to your moves. I mean, you sell
it. Thank you.
The violent pelvic thrust. I mean, all of them just seem so authentic.
All right. Finally on the list is your favorite band to see live.
This should be a no-brainer. The one and only Willie Nelson and the Family.
Oh, man, I don't know.
You want to fight Randy on this?
It's hard to fight a legend like Randy on something.
Want to fight Willie?
But let me ask you something, Randy. Does it bother you when Willie finishes playing the song about half a song earlier than his band does?
No, not at all. I think that's awesome. I think it's Willie Nelson. Do whatever he wants.
You don't think he ever rushes his phrases?
Hey, look, Whiskey River to start the show and to close the show, I love that. If I can figure out how to do that, like, hey, here's Kiss Me in the Dark. Oh, here's Kiss Me in the Dark again. Good night.
Double up on songs in a set list is pretty genius. Yeah.
I know. Man, that
I've
was...
done that before. I've done that before when I've been overserved, but, not on
I know you've played with them and you recorded with Willie too. What was that experience like?
Dream come true, buddy. I mean, it was just, I'm giddy for months and months after that. Every time I see him and climb up on the bus with him, it's surreal to me that a kid from Johnson County hanging out, opening for Willie Nelson, just wow.
Speaking of a contact high.
Yeah, exactly. It's like I was out in the crowd sometime, and I don't know, early 2000s, and my buddy goes, "You think Willie's high?" I said, "Yeah."
Of course he is. Isn't that incredible? Do you see yourself performing into your 80s? Would you like to do that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I still love it. I think I'd still love it when I'm 80 if I make it that long. I think it's embedded in who I am as a human being. I don't think I could. This COVID stuff has got me, really missing the road. I thought it wasn't going to make me miss the road, but yeah, I love my job. So I figured.
No, that wasn't the question.
Hey, Randy, we really appreciate you doing this for us. That was a great list. And yes, hopefully we'll see you on the road soon.
Yes, guys. I hope so too. You guys have a great week.
All right. Take
care. I love you.
There he goes. The great Randy Rogers, our super special guest star this week in Bands of Your Life.
I really mean that. I do love that, man.
Let me be straight with you. This is a radio commercial for 3 small business insurance. The policy has no fine print. It's clear what's covered. So while you can't see the following scene, just know that this pet store is protected by 3.
Joe, did you leave the snake tank open?
Look, I don't want to point fingers, but yes.
It's biting me! Sorry, sir! I'm calling my lawyer.
They're going to need some help with this mess. Luckily, they have 3. No fine print, just exceptional coverage. 3 is a product of Berkshire Hathaway Direct Insurance Company. 3, no nonsense, just common sense.